The Lord wants you, he wants you, all of us, especially in the time that we're living right now, the temperature that we're living in, to take his word very seriously. Say that again. Take his word very seriously. Don't take it lightly. Don't take it lightly. Take it serious. Pattern your life. Conduct your life according to what God is saying to us through his word. And of course, by his spirit as well. God knows everything that we need. Well, let me say it this way. He knows everything about everything.
Everything about everything.
So he's the one that we must follow, and we follow him through obedience to his word. And of course, the promptings and so forth of the Holy Spirit. But even if you're a young Christian or you don't know how to hear the voice of the Lord yet, stay with his word. That's first and foremost. And that applies to each and every one of us. Because the word of God will never, ever fail. But it'll see us through every situation and every circumstances. That's the reason he left us his word. Amen? Amen. So having said that, I'm going to ask my wife to come, Miss Kathy. She's going to come and share the word of God with you. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all ready for the word tonight? You know, as I was standing over there, the Lord just impressed upon me just to mention to you, to tag along with what our pastor has said, that a lot of times, you know, we'll listen to podcasts, we listen to YouTube, we listen to all these different things, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but don't get away from reading the Word of God.
Amen.
That was just impressed upon me. Don't get away from reading the Word of God. Because sometimes we can spend all of our time listening to podcasts, listening to life coaches, listening to all of these different things, but we need to have a mindset that we get in the Word of God for ourselves, reading the Word for ourselves, seeing it for ourselves, and it's good to listen to someone else. And there's, you know, it's good information out there, but we need to learn to practice getting in the Word of God for ourselves. Amen. Amen. So thank the Lord. I've said what he laid on my heart as far as the Word of God. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you tonight. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for your word. And we are so appreciative and thankful for this time that we have together tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, I want to talk with you tonight about, you've heard it plenty of times. Plenty of times you all have heard this scripture that we're going to put up on the screen right now. And it is Psalms 37 from the Amplified Bible. Psalm 37, verse 1. So Psalm 37, verse 1, and we're going to be talking about don't give up on God. Don't give up on God. Sometimes, you know, when we feel like that we've said everything, we've done everything, we've prayed every prayer that we can think of, we've listened to every minister, we've called different ones for prayer, and we still haven't seen an answer yet, but don't give up on God and his word. Amen? All right, let's just look at Psalm 37 in the Amplified Classic. And it says, fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be envious against those who work unrighteousness, that which is not upright or in right standing with God. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. So where we're going tonight is, number one, trust, lean on, rely on. and be confident in the Lord, and do good. So shall you dwell in the land and feed surely on his faithfulness, and truly you shall be fed. Delight yourself, verse 4, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. You know, sometimes we have prayed things that a lot of people don't know anything about, but that's secret petitions of the Lord. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. Verse 5, commit your way to the Lord. Roll, repose, each care of your load on him. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident. How many of you know we've got to be confident in what we believe, right? Be confident also in him, and he will bring it to pass. Verse 6, and he will make your uprightness and right standing with God go forth as the light, and your justice and right as the shining sun of the noonday. Amen. All right, so what we're going to talk about tonight is don't give up on God. You can make it. You can make it. I want to encourage you tonight. You can make it. And God will make a way for you. God will make a way for you. You know, sometimes we try to make things happen. We try to fix it. We try to make it happen. But sometimes if we just take our hands off and just let God handle it, he will make it. He'll make a way for us. He'll work it out. So we must have a desire, first of all, to trust God. We got to desire to trust God. And trust involves commitment, patience, and delighting in the Lord, and obedience. Obedience plays a big part in when we are trusting God. You know, we can tell our children, or we can tell our employees, or we can tell whoever, this is what I want you to do. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. And they can listen to you. But it's another thing just to listen, but it means a whole lot when we obey and do what we've been told to do, right? What if I remember working and I was on production. I worked in production, and I knew all the parts that I had to make, that I had to fix as it was coming, you know, as it was coming by me. And so my supervisor said, this is what I want you to do. This is what I expect of you. So when I get on my assembly line, when I get making production, my parts are coming. My parts are coming. So I've got to do my part. I've got to do my part. Now, I could have just listened to him, but I listened to my supervisor. I obeyed what my supervisor said. I was obedient to what he said. Because then I had a production, I had a part that could go on to the next person. So see, just listening but not obeying. So it's important that we listen, that we do, and that we obey what God has asked us to do. All right? And you know, trusting God seems so easy sometimes. It seems so easy when the children are doing well. It seems so easy when your car payment is made. It seems so easy when the light bill is paid and your house rent is paid and you got grocery in the refrigerator, you got food in your cabinets. It's so easy to trust God. It's so easy to trust him when you're feeling good and everything's going well. Everything is just well. It's so easy to trust him. It's so easy. Can you all identify with that? It's so easy to trust him. But then what do you do whenever the heat is on? What do you do when times get tough? What do you do when bad times come? What do you do when there is sickness in your body? What do you do? What do you do when it seems like everything is falling apart? What do? You trust God. Is it easy? No. Not easy. But if we go back to what the Word of God says, when he said if we trust him, he'll make a way for us. So we have to keep reminding ourselves, I will trust God. And you know, it's hard to trust God sometimes when you see, we don't see God, do we? We can't see Jesus, but we see his word, okay? But now you can see if you got a knot on your head. You can see if you're, you can feel your stomach if it's hurting. So what you got this going on? You got all this stuff going on. I can see, I can feel. You got your five senses in action here. I can feel, taste, see, touch. But I can't see God. But God is there. God is there. And he said that he would see us through. He said he would make a way. And it comes to just trusting him. And I want to remind you, never allow fear to grab a hold of you. Never allow fear to grab a hold of you. Because what happens is when we allow fear to grab a hold of us, we can't even think clearly. You know, your heart is beating, you are nervous, you are upset because fear has grabbed a hold of you. So we have to always rebuke fear and know that we can trust God. We can trust him. There are times, and whenever we go through those tough times, those are the times to dig in deeper, draw closer to God, draw off the word of God, pray and praise God. Pray and praise God. Trust in the Lord and believe in God. Trust God that he can handle whatever situation you're going through. God can handle it better than you can. And you have you ever gone through some things and you feel like, well, I'm going to make this work. I'm going to work it. I'm going to work it. And then you realize, God, I just give it all to you. And he works it out. He works it out. And that's what's so good about our Father God. He works it out. And also he tells us to delight in him. Says delight ourselves in God. Stand firm. Make up your mind. I'm going to stand firm in God. I'm going to delight myself in him. And just give him, just let him know how much you love him. Lord, I love you. I praise you. Lord, I don't know how you're going to work it out, but I know you're going to do it. Just walk through your house and let it be known. Charge the atmosphere in your house. Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you're going to do it. I don't know how this is going to work out, but I know it's going to work out. I don't know how you're going to fix it, but I know you're going to fix it. Yeah. And he does. He really does. But just knowing that he's going to fix it for us. And then the other thing is, commit our way to the Lord. Commit our way. That's hard to do sometimes. It's hard to commit our way to the Lord sometimes. It really is, because we have to devote my will, my attention, my thoughts, my emotions, my desires. I have to give all this to God. When I commit my will to God, when I commit myself to God, what am I saying? Lord, I want all my attention going to you. I want my thoughts on you. I want my emotions on you. I want my desires on you. On you, God. Because when we get caught up in our emotions, in our thoughts, and in our desires, sometimes it's hard to commit ourselves fully to God. Because I'm so caught up on what I'm going through. I'm so caught up on what I need. I'm so caught up on the thoughts and the emotions. When we have to just give it to God, okay? And knowing that he's gonna bring it to pass. Another thing that we have to do is don't get caught up on the timeline. And what do I mean by that? We can pray and ask God, Lord, I need this. And you can just think in your head. I want everybody just to think of something that you've asked God for, something that you're believing God for. I want you to think about that right now. 4 or 5 seconds. Think of something that you've asked God for. Think of something that you're believing God for. Now, a lot of times when we ask God for something, or we're believing God for something, we expect it the next day. Does it always happen the next day? No. Sometimes we have the air fryer mentality. And what I mean by that, You can throw a potato in that air fryer, and I tell you what, it can cook it up in no time. You can put some hot dogs in there, and it'll cook it up in no time. You can just put different things in the air fryer or the microwave. Or we can just say, I want a full-blown breakfast, and run through one of the drive-thrus, and you come back within 20 minutes, you got a full-blown breakfast in front of you. Well, now, sometimes the things of God just don't seem to work that way. Sometimes we've asked God for different things, and it's not fast. It's not like fast food. It doesn't happen as soon as you ask him. So sometimes we may have to wait a week or two, a year or two, however how long it takes. But just know, don't get caught up on the timeline. And that's what I mean by the timeline. God, now I've asked you, now I expect it to happen right now. By tomorrow, 10 o'clock this time, I expect to have it. No, just praise him while you wait. Praise him while you wait. Trust him while you're waiting on him. Amen? Just trust him. And don't become anxious. It's easy to become anxious. I know I've become anxious over things. And when it happens, I have to go right back to God and say, God, you are working this out. You are handling this. You are taking care of this. You're going to make it work. So we have to rest in the Lord, wait patiently for him, and just know that God has given you the peace and the rest. Do you know rest is a gift from God? Rest is a gift from God. It's a gift from God. And we have access to all of these things. But it's so important that we know Jesus as our Lord and our Savior, right? Yeah. So now, do you know that we can know Jesus? We can know about him, but not have him in our heart. I remember I've talked to people and I've asked them, do you know Jesus? And they say, yes. And we all know Jesus, but we have to ask ourselves, but is he in my heart? Because when he's in my heart, that's a guarantee that I can trust God and believe God, and whatever he's promised me, he's going to bring to me. Amen? Because he's my Lord. But yes, rest is a gift from God. It's designed to give our bodies rest, recuperate, rejuvenate, and think on him and his word and his promises. But we need to learn to just rest, just like sitting down in a chair. You don't even think about it. You just sit down in the chair, and you're going to rest in that. You know that chair got you. That chair's got you as long as you want to be held in that chair. So the same thing with God. Just rest in God, knowing that he has you. And also, the word of God tells us, don't fret. Do you know faith brings God on the scene, but fear brings doubt and unbelief? Faith brings God on the scene, and fear brings doubt and unbelief. When we start experiencing fear, that's when the devil will try to come in and start whispering different things in our ear. But we must trust him to carry us through. And everybody say that, I will trust God to carry me through. Because he's faithful. So whatever, you know, think of something that you need him to carry you through tonight. You know, what do you need to trust him for? Is it your job, marriage, weaknesses, you know, weakness in your walk with Jesus, bad habits, addictions, fear, depression, name it. Whatever it is, he's got you. Whatever it is, you can go through it with Jesus because he has given us the victory. He's given us the victory. So what does he want us to do tonight? He wants us to trust him, to delight in the Lord, commit ourselves to God, and rest in God. Seems so easy, but yet hard sometimes. But we have to make up our mind and act on it by faith. And we may have to repeat the word of God over and over and over and over. But we keep repeating that word of God, that God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. We can tell ourselves God is a way maker. God is a provider. God is a keeper. God is a healer. So we can tell ourselves, we have to remind ourselves and build ourselves up. And eventually, it will become a part of us. As long as the more we say it, it will become more a part of us. So I just say tonight, jump in. Just jump in and trust God with all you got. Take him at his word. And I want you to think back. Remember when. Everybody say, remember when.
Remember when.
When you had a need, God met it. Remember that? When you had a need, God met it. Remember, you may have been sick. What did God do? Healed you. You might have been afraid. What did God do? Give you peace. You might have been sad. What did God do? Give you joy. So sometimes we have to remember what God has done. Now, I have another scripture I want to go to, and that is Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Galatians 6, verse 9. All right. Galatians 6, verse 9. Everybody say that. Galatians, verse 9. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And it says, let us not lose heart. Now, this is about four things right here that I'm telling you in Galatians 6, verse 9 says, let us, number one, not lose heart. Number two, don't grow weary. And number three, faint in acting nobly. And number four, and doing right. He said, don't grow weary, for in due time and at the appointed season. Isn't that good? Due time and appointed season. We shall reap if we do not what? Loosen and relax our courage and faint. So if we don't loosen and relax our courage and faint, what are we going to do? We're going to reap. In due season. In due season. In due time. And at the appointed season. God always has a special time for you, a special season. It goes back to what I was just telling you. You might have prayed yesterday. It didn't happen today. But just know, in due time and at the appointed season, it's going to take place. It is coming to pass. So, again, trust, delight, commit, rest in God. You are walking through to your victory. And knowing that Jesus is a way maker. Y'all would repeat that after me. Jesus is a way maker. Stand up and say it. Hallelujah. Jesus is a way maker. Will he make a way for you?
Yes.
Has he made a way for you?
Yes.
Will he do it again?
Yes.
And again?
Yes.
And again? Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. So what you're not going to do, you're not going to give up on God, right? Hallelujah. Well, that's it. We're not going to give up on God. He's a way maker. He always sees us through. He always meets our need. He's our healer. He's our protector. He's our provider. He is what? Our everything. Hallelujah. All right. All right. And for everyone, the ones that are here tonight and the ones that's watching live stream, I just want to ask you, do you know Jesus? Is he?